World famous Phil Hendry Show. Good evening and welcome to our show this evening. And with us we have Charlie the Fountain from San Diego. And Charlie has been looking at and will be commenting on tonight with us this situation involving the San Diego mayor where there has been a charge after charge of sexual harassment. It's quite a civic embarrassment in the minds and in the words of a lot of people. We also have Dr. Ron Tarner later on in the program on some science news. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Charlie, how you doing?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing very good.
Where are you right now? You're at the trade show?
There's an annual consultant trade show here in San Diego, and I'm at the San Diego Gardens here meeting some great people.
And you, have, as a political consultant, you're not directly involved with the government of San Diego, are you?
No, I'm not, Phil. I'm a resident of San Diego, but my contracts are with other cities. But I have been
watching with interest what's happening there, right?
Oh, with great interest, because this is a situation that is embarrassing for any city.
I would ask you to get closer to the phone.
I'm sorry. Is embarrassing for any city, but in point of fact. It still is something you have to deal with. San Diego is the eighth largest city in the country, and they've got a mayor here who's been charged with sexual harassment.
Give me the background. Bob Filner, he's a former congressman. He's the mayor of San Diego. He's been besieged by allegations from at least, my understanding is, 17 different women. And whether he'll be able to hang on to his job is a whole other thing, right?
Well, there's a petition drive to recall him his own party, the Democratic Party. And this is very interesting. Usually you've got Republicans that are the ones that are involved in sexual harassment claims and sexual assault. That's a very serious charge. I shouldn't say sexual assault. But generally what we have seen, what my office has seen in collating the information, is mostly it's a Republican that gets into trouble for this sort of thing. So it's unusual to see the Democrats involved in it. And
You're fading out there, and I don't know whether...
Well, it's the Republicans are involved in it. It's very rare to see women who work with Democrats, women who work with a male Democratic candidate or male Democratic office holders. It's very rare to see women... Yeah, on that side of the political stripe, being as vigilant, shall we say, or as overly cautious when it comes to this kind of thing. Now, what happened in a recent charge, Phil?
What do you mean it's very unusual to see women who work with Democrats?
It just is. You tend to expect from women who are working with Democrats to be a little more understanding because of the liberal sensibility toward social sexual relations between men and women. You generally are going to see Democratic women or liberal women more open-minded. You look at this situation in San Diego and you wonder whether there is someone has been talking to them, whether there is an effort by conservative forces.
Yeah, but isn't that the kind of thing that, you know, when I hear of something like this happening, isn't that exactly the kind of thing that is charged, and it sounds a little desperate, you know?
It may sound desperate, but what is it true? I mean, that's what we have to find out. I think we have to look and see if there is someone of a conservative stripe who is pushing these women toward these charges. Here's the reason why I say we find out that in the case of Mayor Filner, in one instance, there is a woman by the name of Diane York. She's an accuser. She said that he placed his hand, and I'm quoting the report here in the what newspaper is this? It says Yahoo News. Diane York said that Filner placed his hand on her buttocks while she posed for a photo with him about 3 months ago. She told reporters at a news conference in National City that the incident took place after a meeting at his office. She said she reported the incident to the San Diego County Sheriff's Department. I'd like to know when she made that report. There have been settlement talks over a sexual harassment lawsuit brought against the city. So here's why I say that. We find, and just sort of looking at this a lot of these sexual harassment claims are brought by women in a similar situation where there was a photograph taken or there was a posing for a picture or there was some formal posing, whether they're standing on a dais and they're talking to the audience or something. And men will tend to put their arms around a woman, or they'll, and women do that with men, and they tend to hold hands, or they tend to become familiar in the pose.
Okay.
And so what we have found is that about close to half of a lot of these sexual harassment claims, which are eventually are never really, they don't see, you know, the light of a courtroom, a lot of them are from these very innocent poses for pictures, these innocent moments. And right here we have an example of Mayor Filner being caught. I don't know, but that's what this woman is claiming, that he put his hand on her backside.
Okay, let me ask you something, though. I mean, even if it's a pose for a photograph and it's an innocent, and it's something, as you say, that they're going to do naturally, that's a very specific area of a woman's body, and a guy ought to be aware of that, should he not?
Oh, there's no question, absolutely.
Okay, so why, if you're posing and you're being casual and you're with a coworker and you're just, you know, you're showing a collegial, shall we say.
Yeah, I think that's what we're talking about. It's not anything intimate, Phil. It is collegial. It is professional.
All right. Okay. It may be collegial and professional, but he's got his hand on her backside, as you say.
Right. But this is a very instinctive and natural move for a man to make. What I'm trying to do is separate the wheat from the chaff. Where is this guy guilty of sexual harassment, and where is it where they're overplaying their hand and it's too much? You know, the guy, if he's made mistakes, he's made mistakes. But if he has been wrongly accused simply because his hand cupped, he put his hand in a cupping motion, then I think we have to talk about that. And that's what my consultancy is all about. You know, we go in, we take a look at a candidate, we take a look at his administration, his candidacy, at his efficacy, his effectiveness, and also what are the bad things, what are the good things. This guy Filner, I think, is being, I think enough is enough. I mean, the guy is, if you want, my wife said to me, well, he's a blank blank, and I said, well, if you want to call a scumbag, I said, the guy could be a scumbag, but let's charge him with what he did, not what you just think is bad.
If you touch a woman that way, whether it was a mistake or not, you know.
Well, but Phil, it's a very familial, it's a collegial move.
To put your hand on a woman's rear end, you call collegial. You say that that's something that a guy does when he's posing for a photograph. This woman's charged sexual harassment because he ought to know better. See, that's the point.
Yeah, but of course he knows better, but it in that moment when they're taking a picture, a man's hand is going to go there because that's a natural place in a collegial atmosphere for a man's hand to go.
All right, we're talking here with Charlie LaFountain about Mayor Norm Filner of San Diego. I said Norm. Is it Bob? What is this guy's name? Yeah, Bob Filner of San Diego, who's been charged with sexual harassment, a number of sexual harassment complaints, and they're all very, very serious, and certainly it could cost, it's going to cost in some way, shape, or form his mayorship or his administration there in San Diego once these sexual harassment claims are settled. There's no doubt. We'll be right back with more from Charlie LaFountain, and it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 855-507-445, 855-507-445, and philhendryshow.com. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Pardon me, for those of you watching on Phil TV in HD, I am moving the fan a little bit closer to our broadcast position here. On the line with me is Charlie LaFountain. He's in San Diego at the San Diego Gardens there for the consultancy expo. And what is this, Charlie? They got a bunch of consultants together, huh?
Yeah, well, it's my business, so we do. We get together and we talk about the business, and certainly we advertise what we're able to do. What I do is political consultancy, and that is consulting small administrations. in and around the United States. My business is located in San Diego. As I said to you, I have no connection, fiduciary, otherwise, with a San Diego situation.
All right. In recapping what you've said just so far about Mayor Bob Filner in San Diego, who has been the subject of this understandable scrutiny and terrible, this sort of ongoing and ever burgeoning scandal having to do with sexual harassment, you're saying that the man could very well be guilty. We don't know, but at least in one instance that you know of, and maybe more, it's a little overplayed.
I think it's overplayed. I think that you've got, this is a beautiful opportunity for the conservative and Republican, roots and the old line in San Diego, which is extremely conservative, extremely Republican. Who doesn't believe that Filner is the object of a great deal of contempt just because he's a Democrat? When you're talking about San Diego, it doesn't get more... Oh, forgive me for saying this, Phil, because I love living in San Diego, but it's politically, it doesn't get more right-wing. It's a right, far-right, hard-right city. They have the military there, and the...
that's got nothing to do... Do you think that has something to do with the military?
I think that if you... I don't know, but I mean, I think that when you have the military and then you have this sort of right-wing political atmosphere, it's the whole thing. If I'm a Democrat, I think I'm going to be extremely nervous. Now what have you got? You got Bob Filner making a natural move, a cupping move again.
When you say a cupping move, Margaret Gray is with us. We also have Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman. Margaret?
Hi. Mr. LaFountain, is that the name?
Charlie LaFountain, yeah.
When you talk about a cupping move, are you talking about the man putting his hand on her buttock?
Yes, and that was the move that he made. And it's
you call that normal?
Well, I call it natural. I don't know if it's normal or not.
Well, what's the difference? If it's not normal, is it normal or is it not?
It's a natural move. It's a very natural move.
But is it normal? That's what Phil's asking. Would you call that a normal thing to do?
I would say that it's not. I would say that if you're not married to a woman and she's married and you're not, and you're not married to her, and you have your hand on her, one of the. And I said in when I did the interview with Channel 8, so I'll just say what I said. When you have your hand on one of the cheeks of her, and I use the word ass.
You gave an interview with Channel 8 in San Diego, and you said that.
Yeah. Well, I was caught off guard. I was going to my car, and they said, "Can we get a couple of comments from you, Charlie, about what's going on?"
Well, when you're talking about television, and you're a political consultant, what would you consult of a political candidate who talked like that?
Well, let me finish what I'm saying before you guys jump on me, because I'm not the mayor of San Diego. I'm not the guy that's being indicted here.
Right, I understand that, but you're saying that it's a normal thing for a man to, in a photographic setting, in a pose, in some kind of a presentational forum, when people are standing together and they're relaxed, that it's normal for a man to put his arm around a woman in a collegial way, I think is what you said.
That is correct, yes. And to anticipate, when I say collegial...
Yeah, because you say collegial, that means professionally friendly.
Yes, and when you say cupping, and then you gave the interview with Channel 8, and you said cupped, or the cheek of her ass, is that what you said?
Yes, I did say that, but I was not saying that in a prurient way. I was trying to give the people that were watching on television, and perhaps listening on radio, I was trying to tell them what the normal motion would be for a man. If you're going to put your arm around a woman, let me just say this, all right?
Well, wait. You know, to me, and excuse me for interrupting you.
The way you interrupted me there, Phil, I don't know, are you all right? Because you went, well, why? And what I'm trying to say...
It's not necessary to critique how I'm talking to you. It's necessary for me to get my question and comment out here. And what I'm saying is, you can talk all you want about the description of how this guy touched this woman, and you're trying to say that there's a certain way of touching a woman on her backside. She's not your wife. She's not your girlfriend. You have no familial relationship with her that way, or familial. You have no intimate relationship with her that way at all. And yet you're saying that it's perfectly excusable.
That's the part that I don't understand, because if a man did that to me, I can assure you there would be... I would not hesitate in grabbing and defending myself. Now, we've all been in situations like that. I don't think there's a woman listening that hasn't reached for a letter opener, that hasn't reached, you know...
Dad!
Hold on for a minute. I'm not done, bud.
Well, you're talking about a letter opener.
Yeah, see, that to me, that's... Are you talking about stabbing a man?
Well, when you say, am I talking about stabbing a man? If a man touches me that way, I reach for a letter opener, I reach for any... A bookend, something heavy, and something that I defend myself with. And the first thing I do is I turn to him, and I find the most vulnerable place on him, and I attempt to disabuse him of the idea that he can cup, in your words, one cheek of my ass. Excuse me.
Well, Ms. Gray, what I'm hearing here is if you don't mind me saying, Phil.
Go ahead.
I heard you go, there's a laugh.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a laugh there.
I am not laughing at all. I was coughing.
It looked like she was coughing.
Well.
Is anyone asking you?
Well, all right. At least one gentleman there says that it... look, I don't want to argue about this. What I'm trying to say is this guy Filner, that I can tell you right now, I wouldn't invite this guy to a dogfight. I wouldn't have anything to do with him. I wouldn't invite him over for a glass of stale beer. But right is right. Either he's guilty of these crimes or he's not. And either he did what they say he did or he did not. And to say that this man was sexually harassing, if he did, he did. But in a case of, she said he cupped her buttock.
Is that what she said? She said he touched her on the buttock or the backside.
But the interview that you, well, you gave the interview.
Well, I gave the interview based upon what I imagine he did, which was cup. Excuse my language, and I realize it probably wasn't in retrospect. It wasn't a problem when I said he cupped the cheek of her ass. That's what I would have done if I were of a mind. And thank God I'm not. Thank God I'm not that kind of an animal. But if...
Okay, so you just called any guy that would do that an animal.
I did not call any guy that would do it.
Yeah, you just said that thank God I'm not that kind of an animal.
I said that kind. I didn't say any man that does that. I said that as a married man, there are... I'm not the kind of guy like Filner that's out there like an animal... who is sexually harassing everything that moves. That's the thing that I'm trying to say to you.
Well, what is it that he is doing then that you think is... What is it that is being delivered to this man in the terms of injustice?
I think that he's been accused, over-accused, by a Republican old guard in San Diego looking to harass a Democratic mayor right out of office, and I think that it's what you're guilty of, you're guilty of. What you're not guilty of, you're not guilty of, and I think that's what's going on.
All right, a politically motivated harassment.
I believe in some instances, not all.
Well, look, if the guy is guilty of sexual harassment in any one of these instances, he deserves to have this looked at. It deserves to be dealt with legally, and if so, he deserves to lose his job. So forget about whether there's an instance here or an instance there, you know, where this thing is you know, whether he cupped an ass cheek. You know, I think it's unfortunate because that quote from you got out over the airwaves in San Diego, and it got out in the media down there, and they think that that's what he did.
Well, Phil, I would ask you, what else could it be?
Yes, but he's not speaking for himself.
He's not speaking for himself. I think he should. I think he should stand up and defend himself. What else could it be? If he stands there and she said... that he cupped he had his hand right up there. You know, I mean, to me, that's what the quote is.
He didn't say he had his hand right up there.
I'm saying that that's what he should have said to clear the air. So,
Yeah, well, right now, the people think that what he did is he cupped an ass cheek because that's what you said.
Yes, and the mayor has not stated.
I'm almost certain that's what he did. I could swear to God. I
don't know how you can make that claim.
I'm just saying, any man that's honest, that's what you would do.
All right, we're talking here with Charlie LaFountain from the LaFountain Consultancy, political consultancy in San Diego. He's down there at the consultancy forum in San Diego, the convention. And this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445, as we continue talking about this series of scandals involving Mayor of San Diego Bob Filner, sexual harassment scandals, and the most recent, a woman saying that he was, they were posing for a photograph, and he touched her backside.
Backside, it could be like her shoulder.
No, it's not her shoulder.
It would not be her shoulder, bud. Yeah. All right, we'll be back here again, 855-500-7445 and philhenryshow.com with a backstage pass. Watch our video cast of the show tonight as well, and watch a podcast of it tomorrow. World famous Phil Henry Show here, and welcome back to our program tonight. And don't forget, with a backstage pass, you could be watching this thing. You could be watching us on videocast right on our videocast on Phil TV right now at philhenryshow.com. You could be listening. And I just mentioned during the pre-show, which we do like an hour pre-show for our BSP, our backstage pass guys on our videocast. I said we have a Excel document we're working from. We've got 10,000 hours. 10,000 hours. Am I right about that? 10,000 shows. 10,000 shows in our archives. 10,000. So I don't think I'm overstating when I heartily encourage you to take advantage of this, because it's got to be the best thing that's ever happened in terms of just value, online value, in the history of man on this planet. All right, with us here is Charlie LaFountain as we talk about Mayor Bob Filner of San Diego and what he is dealing with, these charges of sexual harassment, which are very, very serious and which are being brought by a number of different women, the most recent of which is a woman saying that Mr. Filner, Mayor Filner, touched her rear end or her buttock or whatever you want to say during a photo op that was taking place there at San Diego's governmental building, I guess, or wherever they were. Do you know where this was, Charlie?
I don't know. I can imagine it was some photo op where they were thrown together at the last minute. It's very unfair. You know, I look at Phil. I'm an objective political consultant.
You're also a Democrat, aren't you?
I'm an objective political consultant. Yes, I'm a Democrat, but you know what? There's a lot of guys that are Republicans that are consulting the Democrat, and a lot of Democrats consult Republicans. I'm objective when it comes to this, and I will tell you that, I think that the man was thrown into a photo op. They said, "Mr. Mayor, stand there. You stand there. You stand there, and let's get the picture." And your hand goes to a naturally comfortable, relaxed position, and it came to rest, cupped on her. And forgive me, and I do apologize to all of the people in San Diego when I made that statement. I was wrong, that when I said about cupping the ass, I should. I just apologize.
Well, you're compounding the problem by repeating it.
Yeah, I noticed that as well, and I must say, Charlie, I think it almost sounds like you're doing it on purpose.
I can assure you I'm not doing anything on purpose, and I think that is very unfair.
Let me go to a phone call here. We have Robert Green in Buena Park. Bob has been a longtime admirer of Mayor Filner, and you're a Republican, Bob. Isn't that true? Bob Green in Buena Park.
Well, I'm right here, and I'm grateful for the... yes, I am a Republican. I do admire Mayor Filner, and I think the gentleman you have on the phone right now, Mr. LaFountain, is doing a great disservice to Mayor Filner. As he said himself, constantly talking about the cupping of the ass cheek. I'm a Republican.
I apologize for that, by the way.
Yes, you did, sir, and it's good that you apologized once for something you've said a great many times. Look, the point I want to make with you, Phil, the reason why I called up and the reason why I sat through the screening process on your program, which is as stringent a screening process as I've ever been through.
Hold on for a minute. Did you screen Bob?
Yeah, I'd screen him out, so he's not a weird ass.
That's what I was dealing with.
You know who he is, bud. We don't have to put people that we've had on the show before many, 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 many times through any kind of a screening process.
Yeah, and he referred to me as a weird ass. You just heard him. I'm okay with it, Phil. It's all right. It comes with the territory. I manage a grocery store. You can imagine the the long parade of, forgive me, but the parade of freaks that you're going to see from time to time.
Well, Bob, you're not really coming on here. Are you going to defend Mayor Filner?
Margaret, yes, I am.
Well, talking about the parade of freaks in your grocery store, I don't think is a good way of starting.
Well, I'll be the judge of that if you don't mind.
All right, hold on, and let's take this thing one at a time. Charlie is saying that Mayor Filner has been the subject of overkill here, that there's been some problems, but come on, some of this stuff is very natural. It's not even sexual harassment.
Well, I'll tell you this much, Phil. If I pulled a stunt like that in my grocery store with one of my employees, I can assure you that I would not hear the end of it. I would be on the carpet in front of a labor board, in front of an attorney. It's happened to me. Believe me when I tell you, I have very innocently made comments or very innocently looked at a woman's clothing to help her adjust something or say something showing and point it out to her. I did something, it was about a year ago, in our office.
Wait, I want to just jump in, Phil, for a minute.
Go ahead.
You're saying that you have been guilty of the very same thing.
The very same thing as what?
As Mayor Filner, that you very naturally have done some things.
But I learned my lesson. You got to understand. It's Mr. LaFountain. Is that your name, sir?
Yeah, Charlie LaFountain. Yes, sir.
All right. I've learned some things, sir. You don't keep repeating the same problem, the same mistake. Now, if I could continue.
Go ahead.
We had in the lunchroom, in the break room, one of these pointers that I've been using at a presentation earlier with some of the buyers and some of the people that we got working at our stock room. And I had this pointer that I was using to point out things. In the break room came this gal, and I used the pointer, and I pointed at a piece of clothing that I could see, and I didn't want to be crude about it. I didn't want to go pointing and saying, hey, look, I can see her bra, or I can see part of her breast. And I didn't want to make a spectacle of myself, so I pointed it out with a pointer. And even that got me in trouble.
Well, that's about the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Why is that ridiculous?
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean, yeah? The man has a pointer.
I was trying to point out to the girl that I could see right through this brassiere. And I could see the brassiere.
What was the was her blouse open or something? Well, first of all, she was an employee.
Yes, she was one of my checkers.
All right. Very, very, you know, obviously a very advised, you know, you're well advised to do that. So what exactly were you trying to point out to her?
I was pointing out to her that the brassiere she was wearing, you could see through if the blouse ever came open. That's all.
Was the blouse open?
Well, that's a matter of opinion.
Well, may I say something?
Hold on for just a minute there, Sunshine, because I'm not finished yet.
I don't appreciate being called Sunshine. If we are going to have an adult conversation,
yeah, Bob. Let's just keep this in at least a quasi professional tone.
I understand that, but this man he wants to jump all over a guy that I admire a great deal. I'm a Republican, and yet I think Bob Filner is one hell of a good mayor for San Diego. And I resent anybody saying that the conservatives down there are trying to run him out of town on a rail. I'm a conservative. I'm not a resident of San Diego, but I am a close observer, and I think he's a good mayor. And I think that when you say that this guy is cupping a woman's, you said it, and I didn't. You say he's cupping a woman's ass cheek, and I left that message with the city of San Diego about a half an hour ago when I first heard that.
What did you do? You called the city?
I did. I said, I want to know if the mayor, you know, cupped an ass cheek or something, because I said I heard that on the radio just now. And the lady said to me, I can assure you that, the mayor didn't cup any ass cheeks. And she was joking with me. She said, he hasn't cupped any ass cheeks around here. Ha, ha, ha. And I laughed, and we shook hands. It was a big misunderstanding.
All right, we're talking here with Robert Greene and with Charlie LaFountain.
What does that mean? I'm sorry, Phil. What does that mean, shook hands, a big misunderstanding?
It's just a way I have of saying, you know, it's no big. Just forget it.
Well, no, I don't want to be...
Hold on, Margaret. We're talking here with Charlie LaFountain and Bob Green about Mayor Bob Filner of San Diego charged with sexual harassment. At least he's been accused of sexual harassment. And, boy, they want to get him out of office. Bob Green is with us, a Republican who is a supporter of the mayor's, and we have with us Charlie LaFountain, who is a political consultant. And both of you guys, as far as I can tell, are supporters of the mayor. Okay, but Bob, you seem to be taking exception to the things that are being said by Charlie here.
Yes, I am taking exception to the fact that this guy opened his mouth, excuse me for saying this, Mr. LaFountain, and you're putting words into Filner's mouth and you're saying he cupped an ass cheek. That's what I've got a problem with.
All right, well, I tried to apologize for that. I made the statement. I shouldn't have made the statement. I did say that it was a photograph, and I can tell you this much. I was in Jamaica not too long ago, Phil. I was at the Round with Water.
A swimming pool?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Wow.
And what does wow mean?
Well, sir, we're talking about the political future of a man, and you're a political consultant. You don't remember what a swimming pool is.
I know perfectly well what it's. I forgot that I was in one. All right?
You forgot you were in one.
All right, hold on. What's the story? Because we have to take a break. Let's tell you what, let's take a break, and we'll get back to the story that Charlie LaFountain's attempting to tell right here on the world-famous Phil Hendry show. 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445, as we discuss Mayor Bob Filner of San Diego. A lot of sexual harassment charges against him, the most recent that he grabbed a woman's rear end while they were having their picture taken. This cat isn't long for the world, man. We've got two guys on here that are both, they both admire the guy, but neither one of them sounds like they're doing him any favors. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry show and philhendryshow.com. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 10 o'clock on the West Coast and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. And good thing you potted that down, bud, because that was Ween with you.
Get you effed up.
What are you idiots?
Take it easy. I don't want that used as bumper anymore. This whole bumper music thing, man, makes me nervous, you know.
You know what, Bob? That's a good song. Yeah, it's a pretty good song.
I don't care if it's a good song. I can't play it. Last night I had NWA, All right, we are on with Charlie LaFountain and Bob Green as we discussed Mayor Bob Filner of San Diego and the problems that he's having with regard to the sexual harassment claims.
Now, if I could just say something here before, are they on?
No, they're not.
All right. Bud, if you ever come near, I know you don't want me to do this on the air, but...
Yeah, could we just get to the calls?
Well, hold on. You were demonstrating something.
Yeah, I was demonstrating how you did a cup move. They're not going to do it on her.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
No, man. Excuse me.
May I finish my statement, what I'm going to make?
Go ahead, man, okay? We're not doing speeches around here.
Right. But I came over and I cupped your buttock. So?
So you put your hand on me and you die. You want to live, don't you?
Yeah.
Then you'll die if you put your hand on me, especially there. There's only one man that puts his hand there. There are many women that can. I'll just go ahead and say that right now, Phil. As girlfriends, we are familiar with each other.
So you've had a woman cup it.
And I really resent him using the term cup it. I don't want any part of me referred to as an it. It's part of me.
Margaret.
I'm just...
All right, see what you did.
I didn't do anything.
If you put your hand on me, I will end your life then and there. And I won't even bother calling the authorities. I'll just let them find you.
Well, then that's a murder charge.
Yeah, it's a murder rap.
Doesn't bother me.
Okay,
See, do you see how much that means to me?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. You know, Phil, this serial killer you were talking about, this man, Israel Keyes, this is a man that ended life the way you and I might, excuse me for saying this, expel gas. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Can we move on? Because I got people on hold.
Hold on. That, in my mind, with Bud, that would be my goal, to end him the way one would just push gas out of their...
ass?
Okay, well, you let him into that. Don't give me the exasperated thing. You're the one that's the, you know, doing the...
Yeah, doing the what?
You're the one that let him into that. All right, let's get back on the line here before I lose my mind. Charlie LaFontaine and Bob Green here. As we finish up this ridiculous, asinine conversation, you know...
Look, I didn't make this ridiculous and asinine. Your guest here, Mr. LaFontaine, is the one that gave the quote to San Diego, to channel, whatever channel it was, 3?
No, sir, it was Channel 8. Boy, are you brain dead.
Sir, I don't sit around on my can watching TV all day long.
Well, I happen to, you know, I am in the business of knowing the television stations in the San Diego area. There's Channel 10, there's Channel 8. And it's Channel 6, and that's it. That's it, my friend. That's all San Diego's got. So when a man is charged with sexual harassment, the mayor of the city, and he doesn't have the options that people up in, say, Los Angeles have or other bigger cities, and he's got 3 television stations. 3!
We're living in the day and age of cable, though, man. You know?
I was going to say, there's all kinds of cable stations.
There's all kinds of cable stations, but the people in San Diego rely on Channel 6, 4, I can't even remember which ones they are.
Oh, that's good. You got 3 television stations, you can't remember which ones.
Oh, man.
All right,
You know, Mr. Henry...
No. I'm very amused at what you guys are arguing about. You guys are arguing about how many TV stations there are in San Diego?
The guy that you got on the phone here, Phil, he can't remember how many TV stations.
There are 3 television stations. I think I told you.
And which ones are they?
I'm not going to be grilled by you. Are you a political consultant or you're a guy? You stink of celery at the end of the day, don't you? That's what you do. You're a grocer.
Well, now I've heard it all. Salt of the Earth, and your caller, you say I stink of celery.
You're not a politician.
That was a pretty low blow there, Charlie. That was something I would not expect from... someone who identifies himself as a Democrat, as you do. Bob Green and Charlie LaFontaine with us.
All right, listen, I apologize for that, but you got me very angry. There are 3 television stations.
Right, and which ones are they?
Channel,
I'll give you a clue.
You're not going to give me a clue like I'm a child.
Channel 6, 8, and 10. Now, we're going to move on here and continue discussing this.
I don't think I deserve that. I had this guy right where I wanted him.
Really? And where is that? Where is that? Boy, I'd love to. Boy, where's that? In a bathroom stall someplace?
Woo!
Well, I can tell you, Phil, right now, you know, this conversation...
Let the record show I called in, Phil, to try to smooth over some things that this guy had created, and instead it has gotten worse. This guy's talking about me wanting to corner him in a bathroom stall. Are we professionals or not?
No, you're not being professional, either one of you. That's why I'm going to put both of you on hold so that I can just let you settle down. And I personally don't think that we've got any more to talk about here. I think that's it.
Well, what are you talking about? You've got a mayor of a major city that had his hand on a woman in an inappropriate way.
And they're going to deal with that. The idea that it's a natural thing to do to put your hand on a woman's ass, okay, I'll say it, but that's Charlie LaFontaine's position. The idea that Charlie LaFontaine has made it even worse, which is Bob Green's position, by coming on the program and talking about it, both of these guys are not doing that mayor down there any good at all. And I've got the hold button off. I'm going to let both of you guys say what you want to say. I don't want to hear any crosstalk. I want you to conclude your thoughts. I'll let you go first, Bob. And then, Charlie, you last because you were obviously, the booked guest.
So who goes first?
You!
Didn't you hear him say you?
All right, I don't think that's fair, but...
I was booked on the show. You're a caller. I'm a guest. I'm supposed to have...
Don't have a heart attack, okay? Don't... All right, I will give my final comment, which is this. I think that Mayor Filner... is a good man. If he did the things that people say he did, I'm disappointed in him. Because he ought to know better. He ought to be smarter than that. I've been through it. I've been down that road. Believe me, it's a rough, rocky road. Even when you're trying to do it the right, not do it the right way, but even when you're trying to be, if you, just trust me, I have tried to be as good a boss as I can be. I've slipped up. I've made my mistakes. I used the pointer that one time. I mentioned that incident. I've probably, in my own way, I didn't drill holes in the walls of bathrooms, I'll tell you that much, not to look at women going to the bathroom, I didn't. It was to see whether or not we had people in there smoking cigarettes and taking their time on breaks. That's why I did that. But I was charged with it, so, all right, I lived with it.
All right, that's enough. Now you, Charlie.
Whoa there, Sunshine. Wait, you see how he calls everybody Sunshine?
Bob, put him on hold. Bob.
Thank you, Phil. My comment is this. I think that Mayor Filner has been very badly served by the people of... whatever city it's at.
San Diego.
All right, God.
San Diego.
All right, is that the way...
All right, so thanks very much.
Well, Phil, you didn't let him...
I'm not going to... You know, these mental cases, there's something that happens to people on this show when they get on the air and they start to state their case, and it becomes more bizarre, and I begin to ask more questions, and the next thing you know, they're getting even more wound up and more over the top, and I'm telling you, I can't handle it. All right, we'll be back next hour. We have Ron Tarner on a new phenomenon discovered by scientists. Apes can swim, believe it or not. Apes, large apes, primates can swim, dive and swim. I kid you not, world famous Phil Hendry Show.